Leadership. One reason I attended a federal military academy rather than a normal university was that Rich Dad knew I needed to develop leadership skills if I wanted to become an entrepreneur. After graduation, I went into the U.S. Marine Corps and became a pilot to test my skills in the real world in a place called Vietnam. As Rich Dad said, school is important, but the street is a better teacher. I still remember the commanding officer of my squadron saying, "Gentlemen, your most important job is to ask your troops to risk their lives for you, your team, and your country." He went on to say, "If you don't inspire them to do that, they will probably shoot you in the back. Troops do not follow a leader who does not lead." The same thing goes on in business today and every day. More businesses fail from the inside than from the outside. In Vietnam, I learned that one of the most important qualities of a leader is trust. As a helicopter pilot with a crew of four, I had to trust my life to my team, and they had to entrust their lives with me. If that trust was ever broken, I knew that we would probably not come back alive. Rich Dad would say, "A leader's job is to bring out the best in people, not to be the best person." He would also say, "If you are the smartest person on your business team, your business is in trouble." When people ask how they can gain leadership skills, I always say the same thing. Volunteer more. In most organizations, it is hard to find people who actually want to lead. Most people just hide in the corner hoping no one will call on them. I tell them, "At your church, volunteer to take on projects. At work, volunteer to lead projects." Now, volunteering alone will not necessarily make you a great leader, but if you accept the feedback and correct yourself well, you can grow into a great leader. With the right mission, team, and leader, you are well on your way to building a strong business. Remember, money follows management. It is at this point that you can start attracting money from outside investors. Five building blocks are essential to developing a strong business: cash flow management, communications management, systems management, legal management, and product management. Cash flow management. Rich Dad would say, "Cash flow management is a fundamental and essential skill if a person truly wants to be successful in the B, business owner, and I, investor quadrant." That is why he insisted that Mike and I read financial statements of other companies so we could better understand cash flow management. In fact, he spent most of his time teaching us to be financially literate. He would say, "Financial literacy allows you to read the numbers, and the numbers tell you the story of the business based on facts." If you ask most bankers, accountants, or loan officers, they will tell you that many people are weak financially simply because they are not financially literate. I have a friend who is a respected accountant in Australia. He once said to me, "It is shocking to see a perfectly good business go down just because the owners are not financially literate." He went on to say, "Many small business owners fail because they do not know the difference between profit and cash flow. As a result, many profitable businesses go broke. They fail to realize that profit and cash flow are not the same things. Cash flow is to a business what blood is to the human body. Nothing can impact a business more dramatically than not being able to make payroll on Friday. Proper cash flow management starts on the first day you begin your business. A good cash flow manager reviews his or her cash position daily, looking at cash sources and needs for the next week, month, and quarter. This allows him or her to plan for any large cash need before it becomes a cash crisis. This type of review is imperative for a company that is growing quickly. Briefly, I will review some cash flow tips that may help you in structuring your business. Each step applies to your business, whether it is an international business, a single rental unit, or a hot dog stand. During the initial corporate startup phase, you can delay taking a salary until your business is generating cash flow from sales. In some cases, this may not be possible due to an extended development period. However, your investors will be much more supportive if they see that you are sharing in the development process by investing your time. In fact, we advise keeping your full-time job and starting your business part-time. By delaying taking a salary, you can reinvest sales to help grow your business. When dealing with sales and accounts receivable, keep the following tips in mind. Invoice your customers quickly upon shipment of goods or when services are provided. Require payment up front until credit has been established. Require that credit applications be completed before granting credit, and always check references. Standard credit forms are available at business supply stores. Establish a minimum dollar amount for orders before granting credit. Establish late payment penalties as part of your terms and conditions, and enforce them. As your business grows, to speed up the receipt of cash, you may want to have your customers pay their bills directly to lockboxes or directly to your bank. When managing expenses and accounts payable, consider this advice. Many businesses forget that a critical part of cash flow is managing their own bill paying. Make sure you pay your bills promptly. Ask for extended payment terms up front. After you have paid in a timely manner for 2 to 3 months, ask for additional extensions on your payable terms. A supplier will usually extend credit for 30 to 90 days to a good customer. Keep your overhead to a minimum. Before purchasing something new, set a goal for increasing sales to justify the expense. Preserve your investors' funds for costs directly related to business operations, not overhead, if at all possible. As your sales increase, you can purchase the overhead-related items from the cash flow, but only if you have set and achieved new higher sales goals. In terms of managing your general cash flow, have an investment plan for your cash on hand to maximize its earning potential. Establish a line of credit with your bank before you need it. Establish good internal controls over the handling of cash. The people who record the cash receipts on the bank deposits are different from those who post it to the accounts receivable and general ledger. Checks should be endorsed immediately for deposit only. The people authorized to sign checks should not prepare the vouchers or record the disbursements and post to the accounts payable and general ledger. The person who reconciles the bank statement should have no regularly assigned functions related to cash receipts or cash disbursements. While this may sound very complicated, each step of cash management is important. Call in your accountant, banker, and personal financial advisor for advice in structuring your cash management system. Once you establish a system for how to manage your cash, ongoing supervision is still essential. Review your cash position and funding needs daily, and prepare early for additional funding that may be required for your expanding business.